First question is logistical. So what's the schedule of events for graduation?
Sure.
What do people need to know if they want to attend graduation?
Awesome. Well, graduation's coming up here the Tuesday after Memorial Day. That is May 28th, 7 p.m., the high school, middle school gymnasium there where lots of great events happen. Choir is going to perform as usual. The band's going to do a couple pieces. The featured speaker this year is the wonderful Victor Troutman, who's retiring after several decades of teaching our youth here in Petersburg. And we're sad to see him go, but it's a great time to hear his parting thoughts and his wisdom for the graduates.
You mentioned something there, Rick, that I wanted to ask. Can you tell me who the valedictorian, salutatorian, and other honored students, if there are any?
Right. Good question. We don't know yet. We go right up to the wire with our seniors, and we have a list of who our top kids are, but seniors are still finishing up classes this week. Today, this Thursday, is actually the very last day, full day for seniors as they celebrate their move out and their picnic tomorrow as a class. So we don't know yet. They're just finishing finals today. Teachers will grade, and then we're going to let them know, obviously, either tonight or Friday, so that the winners will be ready to kind of polish their speeches and be ready.
All right. Jenna, I'm going to put this one to you. Could you talk a little bit about where the students are headed? People thinking about, you know, four-year college, two-year college, what are people looking at?
We have a little bit of everything going on with this class. It's been really exciting to see what their plans are. We have a lot of students going off to four-year colleges in Washington, North Carolina. Some are staying in the state.
Are any kids going to the military or anything that you're aware of?
We do. We have one student that's headed off to Fort Benning, Georgia.
Gotcha. And for some of those kids who were staying in Alaska, where are they going to school? Do you know, Jenna?
Yes, we have one student that's headed over to UAS Sitka campus to enter into a Northwest Coast Arts program, which is really awesome. We have a couple going up to UAF in Fairbanks, and a few that are going over to Juno at UAS, and a couple more that are going to UAA. So we're covering the whole state.
Very good. Last question that I had was what I mentioned earlier. If you could sort of characterize a little bit what this group of kids is like. I know, Rick, you've seen many classes come through. So what do you have to say about this group of kids?
Yeah, they're not as cohesive as a group as some, but in a positive way, they're very independent, and they kind of have these small groups that really excel in certain areas. Like, we have a few kids that are amazing shop students. We have a small group of kids that are amazing musicians. We obviously have this wonderful student going to Duke, but we have three or four kids that are just doing amazing things in the classroom. This class has really found their strength in kind of small groups, and independent is the word we use to kind of describe them. They're independent, but again, they're just finding these old niches, and they just excel in that area. So we're excited to kind of watch them go out and then to grow, and then please come back and share those stories of success, because we've all put so much into you, and we're so proud of them, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do.
Absolutely. Jen, is there anything I missed that you'd like to add about this class, or where they're headed, or how you're feeling?
I think it's going to be really exciting to see what they go and do. We have a lot of unique interests in this class, from a student that's going to Oregon for a museum curation to a pilot in Washington. We have a couple students that are interested in nursing, one that's interested in becoming an educator. There are a wide variety of talents that are happening, and I'm just excited to see what they go do.